City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 188. I'm Amy Matheny, and today on the show, I'm here at my mother-in-law's, in my mother-in-law's bed, with Mitchell Fain. Hey, Mitchell.
Hi, Amy.
Tell people why I call you my mother-in-law.
Because I live in your mother-in-law apartment.
You're my mother-in-law?
Mother. Oh, I'm from Rhode Island. So
you're
I have so to put
from
it
Rhode Island.
I know. Did I just say mother-in-law?
You did.
Anyway, mother-in-law. Anyway, I live in Amy's apartment attached to her house, which is used to be referred to as mother-in-law apartments.
Yeah.
And so I'm the mother-in-law.
You are my mother-in-law.
I'm like,
I don't have a mother-in-law, so you
don't,
can be
You don't
it.
Really. Do you remember that TV show, The Mother-in-Laws?
No.
With Kay Ballard and Eve Arden?
And
okay,
no.
People, if you remember it, email, because we need to bring the mother-in-laws back. Is it on, I don't even know if it's on DVD.
Was it a television show?
Television sitcom starring Kay Ballard and Eve Arden, in which their children married. One of them had a son, one of them had a daughter, and they married, and they live next door to each
other. So Kate Malley.
And they refurbished their garage for the kids to live in.
And that's so lesbian.
It's so lesbian. And they couldn't, and of course, Kate Ballard's a little bit lesbian.
Yeah, she's a lot lesbian.
Is she lesbian?
I don't know.
We have to ask Alex, because Alex Billings knows her very well.
Let's out her.
She's in Alex's phone.
Oh.
Kate Ballard.
Well.
We'll have to call Alex later. Maybe we should call
her
while we're
talking. She'll be on the show soon, so we'll just.
We should talk to her. We should call her while we're talking.
That's hey,
is Kate Ballard a lesbian? Anyway, Kate Ballard's fabulous. But anyway, so it's a sitcom about them and their mother-in-laws.
I love it.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mitchell. My MIL.
MIL?
You could be a MILF.
I'm a MILF.
You're a MILF. You're a MILF.
But nobody wants to fuck me.
I would want to fuck you if I was a gay man.
Thank you.
I kind of want to fuck you just with the strap
Steven
on.
Steven Rader, are you listening?
Ah!
I bet he is listening.
Sure he is listening. He'll be on next week.
Oh,
it'll all be good. We keep it all in the family
we
here.
We do.
It's kind of because I'm a hillbilly from Tennessee.
You are.
And
inbreeding.
Kind of because those are the only people who'll talk to me.
Well, you know what the, it's like mishpacha. Do you know what mishpacha is? No, you're a hillbilly.
I have no idea what
you're
just
said. You're a debutante from the South.
No. Mishpacha.
Mishpacha is the Jewish.
I'm actually saying that right. Yeah, mishpacha.
Yeah, it's the Hebrew word for family.
Ah.
So if you meet somebody who's a fellow Jew, or I like to use it when I'm
like
talking
me.
About the gays.
Yeah.
You know, my fellow gays and my lesbies and my trannies and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even my bis. I love my bis.
Yeah, I love the bisexies.
Matter of fact, if we get into that, I'll tell you about my whole history with the bis. But anyway, straight before me, straight after me. That's my entire dating
There
regime.
You go.
But anyway, mishpacha means family.
Aww.
So I refer to, like, you meet somebody, you're like, ah, mishpacha. I even refer to it, like, if somebody, like, just thinks the way you do. Like, if you, like, we just went out this evening and hung out at Sidetracks Show Tunes, and we hung out with some friends of mine and this group of people who didn't all know each other,
yeah,
but so blended immediately,
yeah,
that I thought mishpacha.
Right? How do you spell mishpacha?
Well, it's in Hebrew, so you couldn't really spell. But if you spelt it in English, I could be mishpucha.
Mishpacha.
Right, like Hanukkah, mishpacha.
Yeah, I just need you and Sandra Bernhardt to come on the show every now and again, so I learn words like, you know, when she called Shane on the L word, Ashonda for the Goyim.
Ashonda for the Goyim.
Yeah, the Shonda for the Goyim in the lesbian world. Which I loved, you know.
My new favorite Yiddish word is Schmeichel.
Schmeichel.
Means ass kiss.
Ooh.
Like, stop schmeichling me. I know what you want.
Stop schmeichling me.
Schmeichel.
Well, Judaism 101. Yeah. For the debutante.
Yes, exactly. Hebraica.
It's good to bring, you know, certain kind of mother-in-laws into your life. It expands your life when you
listen to
marry
me.
Well.
Trust me, I love my people, and I am a Jewish man. So anybody listening, don't get offended. I'm a Jewish man. Don't have a Jewish mother-in-law.
No? Well, but I have you. I have you.
I'm better.
Yeah. So how was your day? You said you went to Sidetrack and had a good time.
I have my best friend since literally 1985.
Yeah.
In town, and she's staying with me and here up in the MIL.
I was five.
What?
I was five.
Were you?
Yeah. It's good.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So anyway, so we woke up, we had coffees, we had bagels, we went to the music box.
That's so Jewish.
We went to the music box. We saw Charlie Chaplin film Modern Times, which I had never seen before.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm telling you, people, if you have not seen it, or if you're a person who thinks, oh, silent movies, because it's...
Oh, brilliant.
It's only 75% silent, by the way. And so, if you think that you're not, you wouldn't get it, or you don't get it, or they're boring, think again, because this movie is amazing, and prescient, and laugh out loud funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, and part of me has always been like, oh, I don't get silent films, or they bore me, or whatever. The acting's corny, or whatever. This movie is genius.
Yeah.
Modern Times.
He's a genius.
I just never got it really until today.
Our century, right? I mean, just like...
One of the great artists of our century.
Yeah. One of the best. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit because I've been on this soapbox for a little while of this people that... Who hate Hillary, right? This has just been kind of my thing.
The people who hate Hillary, yeah.
I'm just into it. And actually, I was so excited when I think you sent me this. Did you send me the Saturday Night Live clip?
I think I might have.
I think you did send me the Saturday Night Live clip of, you know, Saturday Night Live finally came back on air after the writer's strike. And, oh, are they just have to be...
Well, they're
they have
so
to be
ready.
Just sticking themselves through the head that they haven't been able to write about this whole political
climate. Well, I have a dear
friend
who's one of the head writers of the Weekend Update, you know, because it's like a separate section, the Weekend Update.
Right.
And he's been chomping at the bit.
Well, they came out of the gates running with the Women in News segment. And Tina Fey's whole
genius
on Hillary Clinton and how people don't like Hillary because she's a bitch.
Yeah.
And yes, she is a bitch, and I'm a bitch, and you're a bitch.
Right.
Pointing
and
to
she
Amy
points
Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Now this one, she's a bitch.
She's a bitch. And, you know, and there's the whole thing like bitches get stuff done.
Yeah.
And I just loved it so much. And their whole tagline at the end was, you know, bitch is the new black.
Bitch is the new black.
You're dressed in all black.
So I am dressed in all black. I'm
very
theatrical.
Appropriate. Very appropriate. But I do think in this past week, I don't know, did you get to watch any of the debate?
I didn't. No, that's not true. I watched little clips of it.
Because I really think what's been so interesting is they were so much harder on Hillary in this debate. They continue to always be hard on her. And a new statistic came out. You know, my friend Mercedes, who's been listening to our queercasts of late, heard Kelly and I talking about this, heard Alex and I talking about this. I hate for it to be a running theme, but eventually somebody will get the nomination and it won't be a running theme
I know,
anymore.
But it's what's going on. So it's not really a running theme. It's what's going on
it
in the world.
It is what's going on
it's
in
the cultural
world.
Zeitgeist.
And, you know, as my friend Mercedes emailed me just today, she said, well, you know, people don't really like women. That's what we just know. And I feel like it has been so set up that I'm finally glad I heard this statistic today. That this new statistic came out that even though 6% of people have trouble with a black man
running for president,
12% have trouble with a woman. It's double the amount, double the percentage. So I should just stop. You know, this is my insanity. I should stop being amazed every time I see the sexism that's been inherent in this race.
Even Bill Maher, I don't know if anybody watches Bill Maher, but do you watch Bill Maher on Friday
I did.
Night?
He was so mean to her on this Friday.
I thought that he actually was the opposite. Like, he's always mean. He's mean to everybody. But he did admit that they were, in fact, so much harder on her than anybody else.
Yeah.
That it's, he's like, even I'm, and I'm, he's not a Hillary fan, and Christopher Hitchens was on.
Yeah,
who I think
I haven't
is a
watched
genius.
The whole
She's
thing.
She's a big fan of
yeah,
his,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The God is not a... What is?
Oh, well, don't get me started.
Yeah, all his
that's
stuff.
A whole other. That's yeah. a, if you want to go there, you're going to get a lot of hate mail from me because I'm with Christopher Hitchens on that.
All right,
one.
No, I don't need to talk
but
about
he
that.
Does
I'm
hate
just saying
Hillary.
That's who he is. He's the guy who wrote the famous book, you
right?
Know?
About God.
There
is
no God.
Yeah,
God is
and also
bullshit.
He writes every month for Vanity Fair. Brilliant
yes, contributing editor.
Very political British guy, but
He's such an asshole. Would you ever want to be around him? Yes, I'm not saying he's not smart and he can debate his
stuff. But you know, I like that.
Tighter than
I like that shit.
A virgin's asshole, but he's just like...
Can I talk about this hating women, hating blacks election that we have going on right now? Can I just do a little bit of a rant?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my rant right now about it. We keep talking about, like, you know, intellectuals, liberals, we keep talking about... Well, Hillary believes this, and she's polarizing, and he's hopeful, but he's not really saying anything, and she's part of the old regime, and he's new, and all that. Can I tell you something? None of that bullshit, and I mean this seriously, none of that bullshit means any, because you know what it's going to come down to in this country? In this country of really, you know what, I'm going to get thrown out of the country like Michelle Obama, but... It's going to come down to, who do we hate worse, blacks or women?
Well, is what I'm saying. And we've obviously answered that we hate women more.
I think you're right. And what does it come down to, racism or sexism? And what we're going to find out in this country is, does your average Joe Schmo toothless motherfucker who lives in a trailer park in Idaho, who does he hate worse, black man or a woman? Yeah. Because all we can talk, all the rhetoric about who's more, she can hit the ground running, he's bringing hope, he's polarizing, he's uniting. What it comes down to, for real, is who does your average Joe in America hate worse? Blacks or women?
And it is true. It does. And once again, what I hate about this is that we come down again to deciding our candidate based on lesser of evils.
Yes.
As opposed to the actual right person for the job.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously if you could smash these two together, great candidate.
Will they do
Which
it?
Is, I guess, Michelle Obama.
Yeah. She's kind of fabulous.
She's very fabulous.
I've been a Hillary guy myself, and I'm just saying this and put my politics out there, because what the hell, we can say anything on your show, right? I'm putting my politics out there. I've been a Hillary guy. I'm going to admit to you something right now. Anybody who knows me, this will come as a surprise. In the last 24 hours, I've switched.
Yeah. Well, I don't do Obama. Obviously, you're not voting for Ron Paul.
No, Mitt Romney.
Or, you know, Kucinich is kind of gone for you. Now, Nader's in the race. You could have said, I'm voting for Nader.
Can I just say this?
Oh, Lord.
Nader's a douchebag. I'm sorry, he's really a douchebag.
Ball water.
He's ball water. He is floating in ball water.
He's floating in ball water. That's
ball
a house. That's a house colloquialism.
It is. It only makes sense if you live here. I have watched her, and I have been a huge supporter, and in arguments with people where I've been the only person in a room where people just want to hit me because I'm into Hillary.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons, whatever their reasons are, whether it's sexism or they just don't like her. And I finally got sick of watching her switch personalities every 10 minutes.
I'm having a problem with how her campaign's being
run.
Like, and
Sybil,
it's because
is running for president.
It is. And it's. I think, I don't know that it's Sybil running for president. I think that she is looking for a puncture to a balloon that can't be punctured right now.
Yeah.
And
it's making her look ugly. And I don't mean physically. Like, I mean, it's making her
campaign. It still doesn't matter to me that I think she'll be the best person at this moment in time.
I think she will definitely, she's the most qualified.
I think she's the most qualified. I think she will, even more than qualification, I don't even know if this makes sense, but I'm going to say it out loud because who the frick cares? even more than qualifications, I just think she knows how to do the deal. I think she knows how to get the deal done.
And even more than that, I think she's tough. I think that she's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if she gets the job, there's nothing going to stand in the way of her legacy.
Yeah, and I think that she would get things accomplished.
I think so too.
And I do agree with this whole comparison to Obama and JFK.
Or even RFK, right? There's a lot of comparison to RFK.
Yeah, but the connection I'm making with John F. Kennedy is how much he got blocked. How much he inspired
did.
A nation.
He got cock-blocked.
And then everything that happened, exactly. I mean, just so many things that he wanted to do. And he did inspire a nation. But, you know, and my fear is that history does repeat itself. You know, I think we are going to have a lot of...
opposition to him.
I have a lot of opposition, but I fear for him. I fear for his security and safety. I haven't heard any of it, but I just fear for him.
Have you heard that this week?
We can't watch the first season of 24 and not go,
right?
Like, this is the deal. Like, we only, you know, what was the joke I heard somebody say? I don't know what it was on even, where somebody said, you know, how can this be a black man in the presidency? What year is it? 2024?
It was Jon Stewart on the Oscars. He said,
that was
anytime
it.
We see a woman or a black man as president, an asteroid's about to hit the planet.
That's it. But metaphorically speaking, I don't think that that's that far off.
No, it's a big deal. He did this thing. He was in Dallas. Did you hear about this? He was in Dallas and...
God, don't spend much time in Dallas. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, he called off security at a certain point. and everybody was freaking out. The police went to the screen and said, you can stop checking people. And it was like, really? In Dallas? You want to stop checking people? That's a bad, like, just, it's just too
tempting
many.
Tempting fate.
It's just too much going on for those of us who,
I think Hillary would be a lot safer because I don't think passions are high around Hillary. I think people don't like her, but he has ignited such a movement.
Yep.
That these kind of movement only takes the one lone gunman, you know, which is a misnomer.
I hope to God that
but
doesn't
that
happen.
One, I do too, and I am not putting it out in the universe to have it manifest. I'm just saying.
No, but it's a big concern. It's on the news
all
week.
This whole comparison to JFK is like, yes, great, inspired, unfulfilled in many of the aspects of, you know, what he set about to accomplish because he got blocked and he didn't know how to navigate.
Not only
negotiate.
Did he get blocked, but he got killed.
Well, and then he got killed. You know, so definitely the threat was taken out, and that is becomes a fear in the fact that I don't think the people who don't want Obama in the White House really know how to combat him. They don't know how to fight him in a campaign. They've all been very clear about that. Most Republicans would prefer Hillary to win because they know how to come out with, I hate to use this metaphor, but guns a-blazing against her. And I think that with Barack, it's kind of like all bets are off,
bets
and
are
that's
off.
A dangerous environment.
What's your question? What do you think or have heard about the way in which, I know you're chomping at the bit over there, by the way. My friend, best friend Sheila's laying on the floor watching us talk. Sheila's the, literally, no offense to anybody else in the world, but is the smartest person.
I didn't know she was chomping on the bit. I thought
she's
she
literally
was
the smartest person I've ever met in my life. I can tell she's got a million ideas
we'll
going
just,
through
we'll
it.
We'll just have her blog on this.
I know, she'll
just
have a blog
live
on
blog
it.
While we're talking. Sheila O'Malley, full of bullshit.
You,
what is Amy saying?
Can
does
I tell you something?
Know? There you
if
go.
You ever want to read anything interesting in your life, go
plug
to SheilaO'Malley.com. I'm telling you right now because she's
there
great.
You go. Pod snap. Pod.
Pod snap.
Anyway, SheilaO'Malley.com.
But, let's go back to the idea of, like, why do people hate Hillary? Now, I get it.
I don't know why people hate Hillary.
I mean, I get a lot of it, you know, like, their history is the Clintons, and there's a lot of Clinton burnout, quote-unquote. But I there's something, she inflames a hatred that I think has, I just feel has something to do with the fact that she's a woman.
Well, it has to do with she's a woman. It has to do
like, who
with
does she
that
think
certain
she is
women,
kind of behavior.
Yes, and I think certain people felt the audacity of such a woman, speaking of another Barack colloquialism now, but the audacity of this woman in her position. Also,
what about women who don't like Hillary?
No, I'm talking about women.
Oh, I
most of the people that I know are women who don't like her.
What?
I know a lot of women who don't like
her. It's
funny
because being a man, isn't that funny? Like, no matter how like evolved we think we are, like men and women. I'm thinking about the men who don't like Hillary.
No, my ex's sister-in-law hated Hillary.
Wow.
Hated her. And I would be like, I don't get it. Like, what can you hate? And I think it's also the kind of standing by Bill Clinton.
Yep.
While he was getting
blown. Well, that pisses me off too because you know what? What do they want from this woman?
I don't know.
All these sort of people.
Raised
like
a fantastic child, kept her out of the spotlight, you know, stayed in her marriage.
Do they think she's the only
the
woman?
Spiritual high ground. Yep. Also the ambitious, the career high ground,
like
took care of herself.
But like, here's the deal. Nobody gets, here's the deal. We can judge her on so many things and her policies and her ideas and her failure at the healthcare thing years ago. But stay out of her marriage.
Well,
like
they can't.
Just,
that was
I
the
know,
whole point. That was a
but it bothers
that was,
me.
That was a whole term of
it
his
bothers
presidency.
Me.
Well,
to judge her about whether or not she stays in her marriage, that is a personal decision. We have no idea what her.
But we've judged her on the big things and the small things.
We judge
a
her on her
headband, a non-headband.
We judge her on her décolletage,
exactly.
Right?
It's insulting. Hey, you know, we have more to talk about.
We do. We could talk for the next 8 days.
We could talk about this, all this for the next 8 days. But I definitely want to talk about just some troubling things that are going on. And
you're
going to
depress me a little bit?
I am going to depress you maybe just a little bit. But we'll come back with that. And, you know, we keep it uplifting at the top. Take it to a deep center.
I use a lot of dirty words that'll keep it entertaining.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Bobbleheads, tropical air freshener, an antique chandelier. You've got it all covered in tinsel and Mardi Gras beads.
I can't see the road.
When it comes to interior design, you don't trust anything that can't be plugged into a cigarette lighter.
Can I use a toaster?
No matter where they're going,
Your passengers always ask the same question. Is this a taxi cab or a Turkish bazaar?
How much for the candelabra?
So take a day off and crack open an ice cold Bud Light night of the knick-knack. Because only you can proudly say, yes, I do have junk in my trunk.
Mr. Taxi Cab over excess.
Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
No one thought it was possible. Now, 25 years later, Yaz is back.
Don't you know, I never let you go, don't go.
Yaz in concert. One night only, July 14th, on stage at the Chicago Theater.
Don't mess around. You bring me down.
Vince Clark, Allison Moyet. Yaz. Reconnected, the first U.S. appearance in 25 years, July 14th at the Chicago Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon at the Chicago Theater box office. Ticketmaster, charge by phone at 312-559-1212 or online at thechicagotheater.com.
More details online at yazooinfo.com.
Yaz, produced by Madison Square Garden Entertainment.
Culture
club.
Culture
club.
Culture
club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of March 3rd, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents Bronte by Polly Teal. This inventive drama explores the question of how a trio of Victorian spinsters could have written some of the most passionate literature of all time. Bronte runs March 20th through May 4th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and more information, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org.
The Tony Award-winning musical comedy favorite, La Cage aux Folles, is playing now at Theater at the Center, conveniently located in nearby Munster, Indiana. The New York Post says this is Jerry Herman's best musical yet, happier, more assertive, more buoyant than Hello, Dolly! Or Maine. Don't miss La Cage aux Folles. Call now, 219-836-3255, or visit theateratthecenter.com.
Court Theater reimagines one of the greatest musicals of all time, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, now playing through April 13th. When carnival barker Billy Bigelow meets mill worker Julie Jordan, fate sends them both on a journey that spans heaven and earth as they explore the limits of love, human frailty, and redemption. For tickets, visit courttheater.org.
Giordano Jazz Dance Chicago explodes on the Harris Stage March 7th and 8th with the world premiere of Moanin' Low by former Joffrey dancer Davis Robertson and company hits such as Pyrokinesis, Prey, and The Man That Got Away. The Tribune says their explosive technique has fans gasping. For 1 week and only, experience the power, passion, and vitality of Giordano Jazz Dance Chicago. Call today, 312-334-7777 or visit harristheaterchicago.org.
Writers Theater presents As You Like It by William Shakespeare, directed by William Brown. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. A courtship with a twist, men in exile, a melancholic wit, a clown, a lovesick shepherd, and the shepherdess who spurns him all swirl together in a wildly beautiful romp through the magical forest of Arden. Some of the most romantic and charming scenes ever in this most perfect of comedies. For more about As You Like It at Writers Theater, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com. So, Mitchell, you've noticed that I have a little sun. I have a little sunshine.
I'm going to tell the people who can't see you.
Yes.
First of all, if you don't...
That I'm 6'1".
No,
she's not 140 pounds.
But she is gorgeous. And she has a crazy-ass Jamaica tan.
Well, I don't have a Jamaica tan.
But, is it fake bake?
No, I have a Jamaica tan. I just mean, like, if people are thinking of the people in Jamaica,
You're not, like, Jamaican.
I have to, like... I have an option to lease on my pigment. I'm going to have very little.
You're the opposite of a woman of color.
I am the opposite of a woman of color.
You're a woman of no color.
But I went to Jamaica, which I have been talking about the past couple of weeks. Have you ever been to Jamaica?
I've never been to Jamaica, no.
Yeah, I've never been. Scares me, too.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say, because we got a comment from John, who's a listener... of, you know, love the show and thank you. We appreciate that you love the show. But also saying you were kind of shocked that Amy would go to Jamaica, such an overtly homophobic...
What is going on there?
Place. Well, you know, it's interesting because Wayne Besson of Truth Wins Out, who's been on our show a lot, truthwinsout.org, just released a press release literally 2 days when I got back saying this whole press release, the headline was Boycott Jamaica.
Oh, God, you had just gotten back from Jamaica.
And I had just gotten back from Jamaica. So, you know, here's, John, to answer your question, I would never go back to Jamaica based on their policies. It was a very last minute trip and it was a free trip. For me,
right,
kind of hard to pass up a free trip. So of my currency, they got probably about $300 or $400, which ain't much when you're somewhere right. for 5 or 6 days of just some eating and drinking and people that I tipped. But really, I only went on this trip one day and I felt very unsafe, very scary. And I wasn't out and I was not with Kelly. John said, you know, that you and Kelly went to Jamaica, and I didn't. I went with my best friend
but
from
college.
But you went
with a straight friend, didn't you?
I went with a straight friend. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at a resort that, you know, I felt safe at that resort. It was very heterosexual. It's been a long time since I've been somewhere with so many straight people, so many kids. Mm-hmm. And I usually vacation alone. My favorite thing to do is rent a house.
Ugh, lovely.
Or a little, you know, a little villa. It sounds so romantic when you say villa. But I usually know. These are places that you don't care if you walk in wet and you right. sit on the couch and it doesn't matter. I mean, they're livable, but... I mean, I've stayed in some that are very, very, very nice and some that are just...
Right.
It's like, like a lake house, you know, on
I
the beach.
I just got back from one.
And, but I hear you, John, and I also have these concerns. And, you know, there have been so many killings.
Recently.
Recently. Gay people being stoned. You know, we are doing a news story. We have been doing news stories and have more this week in the news. On the police system in Jamaica actually finally realizing they have to address some of yeah. these issues.
Just some read something about that online today.
So I think the change is coming, but right now, yes, I don't believe that Jamaica deserves our dollars.
It's too fucking slow.
Yeah.
The change is too fucking slow.
It is.
It's fucking time. You know, we can talk about the Ellen thing, right?
Yeah.
Ellen, I mean, in a related issue, that boy... And I can't remember his
Lawrence
name.
King.
Larry King.
Which is...
Was murdered, was shot mm-hmm. by another student because supposedly he expressed to this other boy, I think they were 14, 15 years old, mm-hmm. that he wanted him to be his Valentine. And this boy thought the only way to deal with that was to shoot him.
Right.
And then Ellen came on, and on her show, which she...
And I always think Ellen is so non-gay, and I always...
It's not that she's non-gay. I have to say, I actually get upset when people sort of judge her for not being political or, quote, gay on her show, because Ellen already did it.
And I agree with that. I just think that there are opportunities...
There are, but that's not what her show's about.
And she did take one this
time. She did, because it's important. It's really important, because... And she made some really excellent points about it is just... It's time. And, you know, that's part of the reason why I switched over to Barack Obama. I hate to say... I'm not switching him just because of gay issues, but he came out hard against churches and their homophobia, and he challenged churches in a church, in a black church, and, you know, we all know statistically...
But he also took a very anti-gay church leader on tour with him, on his church tour
He did
not denounce him.
He didn't, but I think part of what he's trying to do is do it from inside. That's why I've switched to him, because I feel like I've finally figured him out.
Yeah.
But my point about Ellen is that she basically said, as did Barack Obama, it's time to get over it. The idea that this boy thought his only option to deal with whatever shame, humiliation, fear, repulsion about someone who is gay expressing their interest in him was to shoot him, it's time.
Well, and she said, I'd like to see change is hate. I would like to see hate change, because obviously... This child was seen as a second-class citizen,
yeah.
and she said, I encourage people. And if you didn't see this, I'm sure you
well,
can go to her
she said, I am. She very specifically said, I am not.
Yes, he is not a second-class citizen.
I am not
a second-class citizen. And did
you,
say...
You can YouTube it.
Yeah, and did say that people should watch, that what she expects people to do is just be aware of how many times
yeah.
a gay person is or something gay is the punchline in a joke.
The butt of a joke. Even, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
The brilliant but up for debate response to the
I'm fucking Matt Damon?
Yes. The response to it, the I'm fucking Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh. Which has all the stars in it.
All the stars in it, including Lance Bass.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
We watched it last night, and it's incredibly funny. And I think Jimmy Kimmel's very funny. I'm a huge fan, and Sarah Silverman. And Ben Affleck. I'm a huge fan of them both, all. And Ben Affleck has always been very gay-friendly, very outspoken about that. But the butt of that joke, which I still think is funny, is the fact that it's a gay relationship. And no matter how we slice it, and I do think it's brilliant, I do think it's funny, I laugh my ass off, I've watched it many times, it's very funny and very cleverly done. Still, the root of it is that the fact that Jimmy Kimmel and Ben Affleck would be in a gay relationship is what's funny.
So and that's movie, disturbing. So that's that movie like I love Chuck and Larry. I pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
That movie, you know.
I mean, not that that has any weight. I mean, not that any of this stuff has weight, but that's what she's saying. Like, how much is it?
Just because at the end of that movie, they say, oh, you should be tolerant. You've spent 2 hours making every gay panic joke in the world, right? Like, oh, God, I'm going to throw up, or oh, God, it's so disgusting.
Right.
You don't win by then at the end saying, well, we should just accept everybody. You don't win. I get it. It's funny. I'm not saying they're not funny. I'm a huge fan of both of those guys. I think they're hilarious, especially Adam Sandler. He's hilarious. The gay panic thing. I want to say something else too.
Yeah.
Can I say something else?
Go.
This is my thing this week. This school shooting, the little boy, but also the school shooting recently here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this. Who's shooting people? It ain't girls. It's boys. What's going on with boys in our culture right now? Something's going on with boys in our culture, and I know it's been going on for a long time, but it is time to stop talking about gay or straight or talk about male, it's time to start talking about what are we teaching our boys? Why did this boy, medicated or unmedicated, couldn't deal with rejection or disappointment, so he shoots people? This boy couldn't deal with the fact that this boy thought he was cute, so he went and shot somebody. We need to address what we're teaching our boys, because let's face it, ladies in my room here, ladies aren't pulling out guns and shooting people at schools. It's boys.
Right.
What are we teaching these boys? Where have we failed with boys?
Well, it's the same way that we were talking about earlier. I think we've told boys that they are the action makers, and that's how we view them.
And
you take actions
also,
to solve problems,
but you're also not giving these boys the education that they can feel vulnerable. That they can. I'm not talking about the feminization of boys. I know this is a huge thing. Like, I'm not talking about a nation of feminized boys. I'm not talking about my queens,
my
sisters.
But to be vulnerable is to be weak.
This is why we can't
watch Hillary Clinton cry, and yet we kind of want her to because that's her role.
Let's separate those things, because vulnerability is not weak. Vulnerability is human.
Absolutely.
And we're not talking that. And there doesn't seem to be a dialogue in which we're talking about boys and the ways in which a boy who gets disappointed or rejected or a girl doesn't like him or he gets bullied, that the option is to then shoot people.
Right.
And
I just think it comes down to gender. I think it comes down to gender in such a profound way. I don't even think it's about sex. I think it's about,
gender
and gender roles. And I think it's, you know, this new story in our show today about this kid who is just a little bit older, 17, in Florida, who was shot as well. So it continues. I mean, Ella's talking about it last week. Little did she know it was going to happen in the week that she's talking about it. You know, so it's just in perpetuity. And it is related to our conversation of...
I'm going to point out to you that a girl didn't shoot that boy.
Exactly.
A boy shot that boy.
But the area in which that boy was where an area where transsexuals and transvestites...
And transgendered people.
Transgendered people hang out, have been arrested. I just think that it's... it's just such a big story about what we're seeing unfold in this election. And Barack Obama may be the right person for this moment in time, but Hillary Clinton is also exposing something in this moment in time that
is
happening right now.
This is what I say to us. To us.
Yeah.
Mishpacha. What I say to us, people.
My family.
What I say to us is that it's time to stop reveling in how far we've assimilated. And it's time to get angry again. Oh, can I say this?
Yes.
I heard something. I was watching a documentary.
Uh-huh.
And it was a documentary about the making of a CD, a Herbie Hancock CD.
Joni River?
The one a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm obsessed with that one, the Joni Mitchell one.
I haven't gotten it. I've tried to buy it twice. It's been bought out.
Brilliant. But anyway, he made it a couple of years ago called Possibilities, in which he collaborated with all these different people. One of the people he collaborated with was Carlos Santana. don't know if you've ever seen him.
Oh, yeah, Santana.
But he's
love him.
Super, like, spiritual and
sweet.
He's really lovely and really all that sort of new agey stuff that I'm totally into. Yeah. Whatever.
Sensitive new age guy.
Totally.
With a badass fucking
with a
rock
badass
guitar.
Guitar.
Plays like a motherfucker.
Exactly. So he said something about the battle, that it's always a battle, that we always have to stay at battle. He said, but if you battle with anger, you are the problem. But if you battle with joy, you are the solution. And it's time for us, Mishpacha, to battle family, to battle with joy, because it's time. It's time to stop reveling in our assimilation and how far we've come, because two young men just got shot this week, this past 2 weeks, because of who we are. Well, it's time to stop sort of sitting in our condos on Michigan Avenue or the Gold Coast and thinking that it's all done, because it's not all done. It's time to battle again. But we can battle with joy, is what I learned from Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
You know, the joy of who we are.
What would that look like to you?
You know what? Just going out and not isolating yourself and not ghettoizing ourselves in our gay ghettos where we only deal with gay people and we don't have gay men who don't have women in their lives and women who don't have men in their lives, straight or gay. We have to get out there and we have to present ourselves as the people that we are, as human beings.
And I think that what Ellen did this week that I was most proud of is that she was a teacher this week.
I think so.
And I think
I was incredibly proud of her.
We have to teach society how to be.
Yep.
And it's not that we're teaching the people who go, well, I don't have any problems with gay people.
No, we're not preaching to the converted.
But we are, in a way, because the lack of voice from those people. I've always said that apathy or the silence of the straight people who know better is the worst thing we have.
Because we need them.
Thread. We need them.
We need them.
She'll... And I know that John, who left this comment, is a hetero guy. He's one of our het listeners.
Yep.
So, you know, what we need is the Johns of the world. We need the
Sheila
people.
Sheila asked me to watch. We watched on YouTube because we were YouTubing last night. For those of you who love to YouTube.
I was watching porn last night. I want to ask about that.
Let's talk about that. It's way more fun. But we were YouTubing and
Sheila... Well, it depends on what you all are watching, but...
Sheila Point, are you one of those lesbians who likes gay male porn?
No, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. Anyway, because there's a lot of them. Anyway, we watched the mayor of San Diego, who was presented with a ban on gay marriage, sat at his desk, and he had said he ran for mayor with the promise that he would not allow gay marriage. And then it got to his desk. And then the next morning, he literally stayed up all night. And the next morning, you can YouTube this, the mayor of San Diego. He challenged his conscience. And he gave the most gorgeous... And Sheila and I were talking about this.
Oh, give me the link, and we'll link it on our show notes.
Absolutely, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
He gave one of the most impassioned and important speeches, I think, of the last 15, 20 years about how he had bought into all this rhetoric, and he got it, and he understood this whole anti-gay marriage, and then he just challenged his conscience and his soul. And Amy, it's amazing to watch because he can barely get through without sobbing, and his beautiful wife is standing right next to him.
Wow.
And he said, I can't look at my staff members and his daughter. You know, he campaigned on this anti-gay marriage thing, and his daughter's a lesbian. But then his conscience, his soul, right?
Cracked.
And he cracked, and he said, I can't look at these people, my daughter, my coworkers, the people on my staff, and think that my life or my relationships are any more important.
Wow.
Or any less, or any more valid.
Wow. You know.
And it's people like him, and Sheila was saying this too. It's people like him. We have to get out. We have to fight. We have to, not fight, but we just have to make our presence known.
It's so interesting that Milk is being filmed right now too.
I know the Harvey Milk story.
You know the Harvey Milk story, and having just done Execution of Justice myself like a year ago, you know, it's just so interesting. We're just in such a critical time right now. I just feel like it really
that
is.
We can't be silent. We can't be lazy because we've accomplished so much.
But this is not like the 80s, like ACT UP, we can't be silent. I agree with you. I think you're so spot on of this. It's a different way. We need to show the joy of our lives. We need to not be
battle
like...
Battle with joy.
Battle with joy, Carlos Santana has given us our cry.
Can I tell you a funny story?
What is it about the Latins giving us all? Because, well, because he's using Che Guevara for Yes We Can.
I know.
So now we're using Carlos Santana for our own. Battle with joy. I love it.
I brought my... this was several years ago. I brought my best friend... Mm-hmm. Who's a straight man. Literally, like, I mean, can I get an amen on the fact that he's like a grown-up frat boy on one level? He's like the straightest guy you're ever going to meet. And the most beautiful man. He's been my best friend for a million years. And he came to visit once, and I took him to see the Gay Man's Chorus, Chicago Gay Man's Chorus. And it was one of their sidetrack shows where they, you know, they do all the female numbers and they dress and drag. and the lights came up. Now, this is a big frat boy guy's guy, the best.
Yeah.
The best guy in the world, David. The lights come up after the first act, and he's crying. And I was like, what's going on with you? And he's like, he said, I don't get what other straight men fear about this. That was the most fun I've ever had in my life. And he said, the joy that I just witnessed on stage, this joy of camaraderie and this joy of music and this joy of passion and this joy of humor, what are we so afraid of? You know? And if every gay person takes their straight friend to the local gay chorus, or, you know, not that we have to be gay all the time, but just
share your life.
Share your life, not your politics.
This is
not
really
your
truly
anger.
About the simple share stuff that your... we say, like, come out, tell your story,
but
be
share
authentic.
Your joy.
Share
I brought David
joy.
To this joyous thing. Not that David was ever homophobic. Matter of fact, when we were in college in the '80s, and he was literally a frat boy, he outlawed all homophobic language in his frat house.
There you go.
Because of our friendship, which is an amazing thing to do when you're an 18-year-old straight frat boy.
Yeah,
brilliant man. But his point was, like, I brought him to this thing, and he just got the joy.
Yeah.
And he thought, who could...
We're contagious people.
We're contagious people.
It's what it's about.
I know. It
Battle
is.
With joy. We're going to come back. We've got
Battle
so
with joy.
More. We've got more.
I love it.
It's like, can we ask Joy Behar to be our, like, mascot? Like,
Battle with Joy.
That would be good. Nice. She'd kick their ass.
Joshua, she's tough.
I love it.
At the LaSalle Bank Theater, the curtain goes up on Jersey Boys, and something amazing happens. The music plays, and the story unfolds. As the show flies by, four blue-collar kids turn into pop superstars, and 2,000 ticket holders turn into Jersey Boys fanatics. Ask anyone who's seen it, like critic Chris Jones in the Tribune, who calls Jersey Boys the most exciting new musical in years, or Hedy Weiss in the Sun-Times, who says this show is pure platinum, a supercharged knockout. Don't wait another minute to get your tickets. Jersey Boys, see it now. Just call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today.
And this is your Windy City Careercast News. An openly gay Florida teenager was shot to death while dressed as a woman. Simi Williams Jr., age 17, was shot by two young men in Fort Lauderdale. Transgender prostitutes often hang out in the area where Williams was killed. Police are currently investigating and looking into the possibility that it was a hate crime.
Lambda Legal recently asked the city of Los Angeles to cut ties with a Boy Scout of America affiliate that administers youth programs for the city's police and fire departments. Lambda Legal said Los Angeles should honor its own non-discrimination policy by cutting ties with the affiliate program called Learning for Life, which does not discriminate based on sexual orientation, but has ties to Boy Scouts of America, which does.
Openly lesbian U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin called on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to change the U.S. Department of State's GLBT policies. Baldwin and other legislators demanded that Rice institute changes in the State Department's policies in order to provide same-sex partner benefits for its employees. Baldwin said, as in the case of former ambassador to Romania, Michael Guest, the inequitable treatment of gay and lesbian foreign service officers and their partners should not be allowed to lead highly qualified employees to leave the State Department at a time when their service is needed more than ever.
Aging is a major concern among many gays and lesbians. A study conducted by Community Marketing showed that over 70% of gays and lesbians over 40 are worried about getting older and not being able to take care of themselves. The study also indicated that many older gays and lesbians are not prepared for issues that go hand in hand with old age, such as caring for a partner, outliving their savings, and more.
European lesbian magazine Diva has been censored by a major retailer because of its racy cover. The cover, featuring two nude women embracing, pays homage to the Rolling Stone cover that featured John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Because one retailer objected to the cover, the magazine was forced to substitute the sexy cover with another image at the last minute.
A California county board said that it formally opposes the Food and Drug Administration's lifetime ban on blood donations by gay men. The Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to oppose the FDA's ban, but won't go so far as banning all blood drives until the federal policy is lifted. San Jose State University recently took a stand as well against the ban by banning campus blood donations until the FDA changes its policy.
Selma Blair of Cruel Intentions will play a lesbian high school teacher in a new comedy. In the independent film Driving Lessons, Blair will play a lesbian high school teacher who falls in love with a student. Madeline Zima of Showtime's Californication will play the student.
On Oscar night, late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel got revenge on girlfriend Sarah Silverman with a super gay music video. Kimmel intentionally bumps actor Matt Damon from his show every night as a running joke. To retaliate, Silverman and Damon wrote a music video called I'm Effing Matt Damon, in which Silverman joked about having an affair with Damon. In response, Kimmel unveiled his video, I'm Effing Ben Affleck, which featured Kimmel and Affleck giving each other pedicures, blow-drying each other's hair, and more. The video also featured Brad Pitt and Harrison Ford. Both videos can be seen on ABC's website or YouTube.
A little something for you to do tonight. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hi, you're listening to Lucy Lawless on Windy City Queercast with my favorite gal, Amy.
All right, we're now sitting with crudité.
I know, I just took a bite of a pickle.
We have a crudité here. It's where we're in bed with my mother-in-law, my MILF.
We're literally, MILF. We're literally on my bed eating pickles and pepperoni and fruit.
It's my favorite place to do a Queercast. Has to be, hands down.
I keep putting my wine down and then not grabbing it.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's fine.
Here, you can share.
Thank you.
I need a sip. I don't want your crudité to go flat.
I know.
It would be so bad. So, we were just talking about, the gay men's chorus and battling with Joy and all of this, and Joy Behar being our mascot, which I love. But I was going to say that you're getting to be a part now of something that brings me great joy this time every year, which is
Windy
City Gay Idol. It's our sixth year.
It's fantastic. And here's the deal.
Yes.
It's not an accident. I begged you. I was like, why aren't I a judge at the Windy City Gay Idol?
And you're
I don't know. Would you want to be? Yes.
Yes. And you're qualified. Why? Because you watch enough American Idol.
Oh,
you
God.
Are gay. And
I'm gay.
You love the divas and the singers, and you know what makes a star.
Let me tell you something.
A star.
Anybody who knows me
yes.
can tell you.
Even if they don't know you.
Sheila, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I can tell a good singer in three notes.
Woo!
And that doesn't have to be a pretty sound. It doesn't have to be a pretty singer
yeah.
or lots of different things, but I have it's a gift to have. But here's the deal, and to show you that I'm being humble.
Yes.
I can't sing. Not a singer. But I can tell you a good singer in three notes.
Yeah.
I have unbelievably good taste in singers. I promise you I can't do it myself. There's no way that I would enter the
Simon
contest.
Cowell can't sing.
But I'm a very good
judge. And
he's
my favorite judge.
And I won't be mean, but I will be judging the Windy City Gay Idol on the 9th and the 19th. Stargaze on the 9th.
Yep.
Mary's Attic.
Yep.
On the 19th.
Very, very cool. We also have an event on Tuesday the 11th at Jackhammer. So folks, if you want to sing or you have... a friend who you think's a really good singer, because there's lots of great prizes, mountain bikes, $1,000 cash. Yep.
What do you have to do? Like a friend of mine just said to me, I want to be in it.
You just show up
uh-huh.
at the bar where you want to, you think your friends will show up because you need your friends to vote.
Right.
So you tell all your friends to come, drink some Bud Light, hang out.
Is it Bud Light? Is that like sponsored?
Bud Light's our big sponsor.
Drink the Bud Light.
Drink the Bud Light. Everybody sounds better when you do.
Yes.
And, come to the bar.
It's like a Jimmy Buffett concert.
You want to get there by sign-up time, which is usually an hour before start time. So Stargaze, you want to get there to sign up at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
You sign up with your song. There's basically a karaoke. Karaoke is there spinning any kind of songs. He has 15,000 songs.
Wow.
I mean, you can actually go to karaoke.com, CREAOKE.com, and you can even see if he has your song.
Oh, okay.
And you can bring a CD if you have your own song, I believe. Sometimes he usually has it and he'd prefer to play it in his
right.
system because it's simpler for him. Actually, don't bring a CD. unless you want to maybe not get to use it, because I'm not sure. But I know that if you make it all the way to the finals, he will accommodate CDs.
Right.
But you come, you sing a song, your friends come, they vote, and whoever gets the two most votes advance that night to the semifinals, which will be May 31st at Sidetrack, and have a chance to go to the finals at Circuit Nightclub, which is Friday the 13th, June 13th.
I will be out of town.
So cool. You'll be out of the country.
I'll be out of the country.
You're pretty rock star. We'll talk in the next show about what you're doing.
Okay.
That's really great.
It's very exciting.
It's very, very exciting. But yeah, so Windy City Gay Idol, the 6th annual is coming up, and I have to say that, you know, this is always such a great time. I love being in all the different clubs. We're in 12 different clubs this year. Wow. Which is fantastic.
Is it just the city or is it the burbs too?
We have an event at Club Crave, which is the brand new club that used to be the Edge in Blue Island. So that's where we're hoping a lot of the suburban folks will come out and check us out there. But we're at a lot of the places we were at last year, plus some new bars like Scarlet on Halsted, which is the old Gentry on Halsted.
Oh yeah, I haven't been in there.
It's really, really lovely. Very comfortable neighborhood bar. And totally redone from
the Gentry. Do you go to Bobby Love's?
We don't go to Bobby Love's, but Cray does, so you can still go there and sing the karaoke.
I'll tell you why I mentioned it, because I recently met Bobby Love.
You did?
And
he's a love Bobby Love.
He's a love Bobby. He's a really sweet man. So go to Bobby Love's.
Yeah. We like Bobby Love's. Yeah. And you can sing, I think, karaoke with Cray there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But just not, you won't win Gay Idol there. Or American Idol.
Okay, American Idol. Everybody's on the same boat with the American Idol, right? Are you watching it?
I am. I talked about it a little bit this past week. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show.
I don't remember
his last
name, but Go David. That sweet boy who sang Imagine.
Archuleta or
Archuleta.
Archuleta.
Did you see it?
Yes. I've discussed him. I love my two gay boys, Danny and David. And I think
Alex is so pissed at Danny.
I'm pissed at Danny too because I want him to just sing Patti LaBelle. I just think he should sing Patti LaBelle.
Just get into the inner drag queen or the outer drag queen.
He has it, and I actually thought his little Elvis thing was kind of fierce and showed that he was kind of butchable.
Well, he has a remarkably deep voice for his persona.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Which I don't, by the way.
I love him. He should be a really great guilty pleasure, and I want him to guilt it up for me so I can pleasure it up.
Now, supposedly the other David Hernandez, who also sang very well this past week, supposedly he strips in gay bars.
He looks so familiar. I wonder if that's why.
He strips in gay bars, and it was online. I mean, like, you can, you know, I'm the queen of, like,
but I thought
that
the guy, I said this on my last show, but or the one before that, but I thought that Jason Yeager, who got kicked off, I think that's his last name, Jason Yeager, with the little, like, skunk piece in his hair.
You mean his frosted tips?
His little frosted tips.
Which used to call him
in the 70s. He is such a gay man with his single child, daddy of one or something. I just thought he was a gay man. Closeted. He wasn't very authentic and that didn't work for him. I'm not bashing him because he's
gay. Come to Stargaze on the 9th.
Yes.
Is that the first one?
That's the first one. And then Jackhammer and then Mary's Attic.
Come. First of all, I've never been to Stargaze, so I'm very excited. And it's literally, two blocks from our house?
It is. Yeah. Lesbo Land.
It's total Lesbo Land.
We're living in Lesbo Land.
You know, I got a lesbi sister.
Yeah?
And also I love the lesbies.
And you love me and Kelly.
Of course,
the lesbies.
Please.
And you're our mother-in-law.
I know.
You're kind of a lesbian.
I am kind of. I know. I'm one of those gay men who really like...
You're really a gay man. You're really not a lesbian.
Because
I was going to try to spin that and make that work, but I'm like, he's not handy. I fix everything in the house.
I know. Matter of fact, you know, the light's out in the hallway.
Yeah, I know. The light's out in the hallway. Kelly told me that. I'm like coming up here to record. I'm like, the fucking light's out. And my tall girl is in Indiana, so she can't reach it. Well, I'm going to need Kelly, I think, to reach it.
She's very tall.
She's a tall drink of water, my girl. So, yeah, come to Gay Idol. There's more details on our website, WindyCityQueerCast.com or WindyCityMediaGroup.com. Or you can see our ads in Night Spots or Windy City Times. And I guess you could fly to the Windy City and try to compete, even if you're not from Chicago, if it was really...
Because
I'm telling you, our people have sung in Soldier Field, they've sung in Wrigley Field, they've sung at the Gay Games.
What's the percentage...
Toronto.
In the past, what's been the percentage of men to women?
I think we are almost equal.
Really?
We have three men and three women.
Fantastic.
We had six because one year we did a suburban idol. So we're actually in the city for Windy City Gay Idol, not our one year that we did a suburban contest. We are two men. The first year and the fifth year were men. And in the middle, they were all three women.
Sweet.
So I don't know whose year it is this year. Do you think a guy's going to win on American Idol?
I think this, unless this David kid has a meltdown.
Which he might. He's crying when every person leaves. He's so delicate.
I'm afraid for him because I just love him so much. But you know what? He's a superstar.
Yeah.
There's
a few people that I think are going to just have contracts.
I mean, give the kid a contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's adorable.
Yeah.
The women have not impressed me. And, you know, I'm a gay man and I love my divas, so I'm almost always behind the lady singers.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
There aren't any this year, really.
Nobody's kicking my ass.
Nobody's really kicking my ass on male or female side. I really am.
He is. I think he's a star.
But do you think that the dreadlock boy is just the dreamiest lesbian in Birkenstocks that's like playing guitar on Knob Hill that you've ever seen in my life?
He's dreamy. And I have to say something. I know you talked about last week, but he got criticized for singing that Andy Gibbs song.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I did too.
I thought it was fabulous.
I did too.
Because I'm a fan of the Bee Gees.
Me too.
The Bee Gees wrote that song.
Yep.
And Andy Gibb is a dreamboat. And him playing it on an acoustic guitar with his beautiful husky eyes and his dreadlocks.
He is absolutely the prettiest lesbian I've ever seen in my entire life.
He looks like a Jewish lesbian, but he's Italian, I guess. Castro is his name.
Yeah, but it's gay. That's what I said last week. It's like he's just my gay, dreamy lesbian.
He does look like a really hot lesbian.
He looks like a hot lesbian. If he had Birkenstocks on and like a little patchouli scent and those little bags.
Oh, you know
around.
He smells like patchouli, Amy.
Well,
that's a given.
He smells like patchouli anyhow. But I'm just saying, I don't really like patchouli. So if he could not smell like patchouli, that would be
good. Oh, I like
for
patchouli.
Me.
I like my patchouli lesbians. You know, have I told you about my whole thing about the lesbians who look like really cute boys?
No, you're talking about like the ones that look boyish.
Like him, like, you know, like he's a cute boy, but he could be a lesbian.
Oh, those kinds. You don't mean lesbians who look like boys.
Both.
Okay.
I like both. I like boys who look like cute lesbians, and I like lesbians who look like cute boys.
You just like the gender gender blurring.
The gender, well, it's just that, look, there used to be, we can't talk about it because we can't mention names, but there used to be a patient when Amy and I were dental assistants together, and she would come in, and she basically looked like a young Elvis. Do you remember her? I won't say her name, obviously. But she was...
You will after we get off this.
Yes, I will.
Now I care.
No, I will. I'll remind you. She was stunning. She wore like a gorgeous leather jacket.
She Latin?
The most stunning... She just was like total butch deliciousness, but had excellent style. Like her jewelry was gorgeous. Her leather jacket was just the right fit. Her hair was literally coiffed like Elvis.
Wow.
No makeup.
You're a little hard right now and it's a little nervous for me because I'm lying on your bed.
I would get nervous whenever she would come in because I really like... I needed her approval. I wanted her to like... Tell me I love
you're so
her.
Codependent. Why am I turning in bed with you?
I needed her to tell. I want Jack. I have this friend Jackie, who's a straight woman, and she has this thing where she desperately needs lesbians to approve of her. And she always says, "I want to knit covers for their golf clubs." And that's the only point that I can try to make. I wanted to knit covers for her golf clubs.
All right. Well. I hope we find that patient for you.
I'll tell you about it when the thing's
over. But the Castro, Jason Castro,
he's so cute.
I think he really is just dreamy. I think he should get every lesbian's vote. So all of you should call in and vote for him.
Yeah.
Because he is the lesbian vote of this competition.
He is, because there isn't. I mean, that rocker chick with the bad hair.
Oh, but she was bad last week. I don't think she can really sing, but I think she needs to stay for a while because I think she's interesting.
Yeah, she's really fun.
Rocker nurse.
Rocker nurse.
Alex and I talked about her. We like her.
You like the rocker nurse?
Yeah,
I like her too, but that hair.
No, that hair was awful last week. But they were right. She just needs to be it. She doesn't need to try so hard.
Just be it. Don't dream it.
Don't dream it. Oh, it's digressed.
It
hey,
has.
As we go into
too much
the,
wine.
As we go to the cosmos.
Yes.
Our next show, Neil Paris will be on with us. So, you know, definitely give us a very quick email as soon as you get this if you'd like Neil Paris to read your astrological forecast. All you need to do is email us at podcast@windycitymediagroup.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 312-21-BE-GAY, and we will just give us your month, date, year of birth, the time you were born, and where you were born, specifically city and state.
Really?
Or country if we need. And Neil Paris will forecast for you where you are right now. You can let us know if you want it just in general or something about love or relationships or career. Let us know what's going on. But you need to do it quick because we're recording again this week with Neil Paris. So, Mitchell, thanks for being on today.
You.
I love you, too. And we'll be back with the MILF in the next show.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueerCast.com and iTunes. The next QueerCast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City QueerCast. Queer and now.